Welcome to week 7, video 6, the impact of pornography. Throughout Rescue My Marriage today, we have talked about, at times, the impact pornography has on your marriage. And we really wanted to bring it up during this module because we want for you, if you have dealt with pornography in your own life, in your marriage, to really look at it and understand the impact it has on both you, your spouse, and your marriage. And I'll even say this, it even has an impact on your kids because they get it as they get older, as I've heard from others when they have shared their pornography experience and how it's impacted them and their marriage. So let's get into this, into these questions. Some of the bullet points right here that I want to make mention of, and I want you to really hear me on this. Pornography rewires your brain. Studies have been done. It has been shown that pornography, viewing of it, looking at it, will and does rewire your brain. It creates false expectations. What you are viewing is not real. It doesn't happen in real life. And because of that false expectation, you may be thinking that your sexual intimacy should be a specific way that you are viewing, but it's not happening. There is a dichotomy happening, which then leads to frustration with your sexual intimacy in your marriage and with your spouse. It takes up time and energy, lots of it. Take it from a man who was addicted to it for 18 years of my own life. There is a lot of time and energy taking up in this activity that shouldn't be taken up. You have more productive things to do in your life and in your marriage than to be viewing this junk. And I will call it for what it is. It is junk, it is crap, and it does not need to be in your home. Pornography, it does hurt marriages. We've seen it, we see it, we continue to hear the stories. Pornography is a gateway activity. It does lead to other things. It does lead to hardcore and dangerous sexual activities if you're not being fulfilled through what you're viewing or seeing. So just take those into account. It may not be you, but it may be your spouse. It may be somebody you know. It may be, you know, even a child. You know, realize that this does have an impact on their life and in their marriage. So let's jump through these questions here. Let's go. And this is to help you to begin to jog your memory. It's helping you to realize where the root issue is and how we're going to cut that root down and take it out. Because that's what needs to happen. The activity needs to change. The habits need to change. So that way you are not viewing it, not going to it again, again, and again. And in turn, wreaking havoc on yourself and in your marriage. So when was the first time you viewed pornography? For myself, I was 12 years old. I was at a Boy Scout function. And some of the boys knew where there were some Playboy books hidden in the bushes. After the meeting or during the meeting, I can't really recall exactly because I was 12 years old at the time. That's 30 years ago now when we were taken back there. And that's the first time I viewed it. And after that, my buddies and I would seek it out, be it in our own parents' home or in other places. I continue to view pornography as it provides me. So for those of you who are still in the grips of pornography, why are you viewing it? What is it that you're going to? You know, why are you constantly going to it? Because I know and I believe that you can break that habit. I was able to, and I know many men who have as well. We're going to put a book in our resource section here called, The Bondage Breaker. And it is a fantastic book to help you see and how you can break the bondage of pornography in your life. I find myself turning to pornography when my triggers are. Triggers are important. Why are you going to it? What is causing you to go to that activity? Right? And it is very important that you write these down. Is it when you're lonely? Is it when you're alone? Is it when you feel like you're being rejected? Is it when you're bored? Believe me, I was bored a lot and I would just sit there and look at it to stimulate myself. So what are those triggers? And we're gonna have to figure out how to get those triggers, right? And understand those triggers and not go to that activity. It's breaking the habit. What impact do you think or know that pornography has had on your marriage? Has it caused you to have a lack of sexual desire for your own spouse? If you're masturbating multiple times a day to hardcore pornography, it may be very tough for you to sit there and get erect for your wife in bed with the lights turned off. For women, similar situation. If you're doing self-stimulation to orgasm while you're viewing pornography and you cannot allow or let your husband to take you there, is it impacting you that way? What do you imagine a marriage without pornography to look like? This is that dreams. These are those dreams that we always want to share with you guys to allow you to see yourself in a new place, another place. So what does that look like? What does your life, what does your marriage look like without pornography? I'll tell you from our standpoint, having not viewed it for many years, the sexual intimacy we have today is better than it ever was. And that is because that junk is out of our house. It is now Elise and I fully engaging with each other, knowing one another more than ever before. But we had to get that out of our lives and out of our marriage for us to be able to do that. And dreaming that, you know, being able to just see your spouse naked and just be in awe of it, holding their hand, cuddling up naked, whatever it may be, what are those dreams, those desires you have for your own marriage? In addition to viewing pornography, I've engaged in the following sexual behaviors with someone beside my spouse. So is it online chat? Are you emotionally getting engaged with other folks? Has that sexual pornography viewing been the gateway leading you to more and other stuff that now you feel you feel like you're in a place where if you share this with your spouse, it's going to blow everything up? And yet, if you walk through this, revealing it, being transparent, being open is going to allow you to live fully and engage with your spouse. Remember, we've said this many a times through Rescue My Marriage Today. I am loved more for what I share, not less. As I open up my heart, I'm loved more, not less, because we're getting out all the junk. And yeah, there's going to be some rough patches in those areas when we share it, for sure. There's going to be hurt. There's going to be discouragement. There's going to be maybe even some discomfort through it. But through that transparency, we are loved more, not less. I'm willing to do the following to battle my addiction to pornography. What are you going to do? We got to take action, right? We got to be intentional. If we don't want to view it anymore, then what are we going to do to overcome it? Because we are overcomers. We can do that. We just have to have a plan, and everybody's plan's a little bit differently. So what is it that you're going to do that's going to make it so that way you can walk away from pornography now and forever? If you know or suspect that pornography is present in your marriage, how does knowing suspecting that pornography is in your marriage make you feel? So this is, you know, for a spouse who knows or suspects that it's in there, right? You're not viewing it. You know your spouse is, though. How does that make you feel? You know, Elise and I have done a show on that, the impact of pornography on a wife. And that really shares how my viewing of it impacted her. And we'll make sure we put that in the resource center for you so you can listen to that show. And that goes for both husbands and wives. Believe me, 50% plus of men are viewing pornography. There's a 30% or so of women who are, and that's not including your romance novels that or your erotica novels that typically the women are reading. So that there's a big chunk in there. What behaviors do you see in your spouse that lead you to suspect pornography? What is it? There's a sense. There's something going on. It may have been, you know, you guys were going really, really well for a long time, and now there is a retreat from your spouse. They're hiding things. They're making sure that you don't ever see their phone. They're clearing the cache or the settings on the browser, making sure that the history is always cleared out. So that may be something that piques you. You know, for me, when there is a dark moment in our marriage, Elisa would walk into our living room, and that's at the time we didn't have kids, but that's where we had our computer. She caught me inside our living room with the shades all drawn, no light coming in. It was dark. And we live here in Southern California. So we typically have our shades open, lights coming in. It was at this moment that she saw that there was something going on. Something wasn't right. So for you, is there something that you've seen, you know, that you've just seen, that you just, you know, sense this just isn't right? There's something going on. Your gut tends to be correct. Listen to it. Next, how do you think it has changed the relationship with your spouse? What has changed? You know, as pornography gets introduced, there are things that begin to happen. There may be a withdrawal. There may be a lack of interest in you, in sexual intimacy. You know, there's a lack. Spouse isn't able to hold an erection for a guy. Females not excited at all to even engage in sexual activity. This could be entering into your marriage. And that is something that you sense and see. Lastly, what do you imagine a marriage without pornography to be like? This is where we want you to dream. We've done this a couple of times here within Rescue My Marriage today. We want you to see the other side. We want you to see the side where, hey, there is something new. There is something greater for us. For Elisa and I, 20 years married, our sexual intimacy now is better than it has ever been because we engage with each other. We're transparent with each other. We're real with each other. There is no more fantasy of what it should be like or could be like. No, we're living in the real, the now. What it is that passion between husband and wife, that desire to be sexually intimate. Emotionally, it could be that instead of a spouse who's withdrawn, it's a spouse who is engaged with you again, is talking to you freely, openly. They're not hiding from you. They're not lying to you. They're not in shame. They're not in guilt, right? So the other side of that is that they're free from that bondage of shame, of guilt, right? They can walk around now with their head held high, knowing that they're not adding any destructive behavior to their lives or to your marriage. So as you go out, and this is a heavy topic, it's not one to be brushed over quickly, think about it. And now there may not be anything happening in your marriage and you're watching this video and I give you kudos because you know what? There are things that can attack us at different times in our lives, at different times in our marriage. And even though it may not be present now, you are already equipping yourself to know if something may change, that you're already ready to deal with it, address it, and not allow it to go on forever and ever for years and not, you know, cut it off. So I thank you guys. We love you guys. And we'll catch you on the next video.